Time now for a legislative update brought to you by the Montana Family Foundation. Here's President of the Montana Family Foundation and former Speaker Pro Tem of the Montana House of Representatives, Jeff Laslotti.
In the legal world of lawyers and judges, plaintiffs, defendants, and litigation, rarely does a case with enormous ramifications fly under the radar screen, unnoticed by the vast majority of Americans, but such is a case set to be heard December 8th before the United States Supreme Court. It began months ago when President Trump fired Federal Trade Commissioner Rebecca Kelly Slaughter, a Biden appointee, over policy disagreements. Slaughter filed suit, claiming her firing violated a 90-year-old U.S. Supreme Court decision called Humphrey's Executor. The lower courts agreed, but in dramatic fashion, the U.S. Supreme Court intervened. They allowed Slaughter's firing to remain in effect while her case proceeded on appeal. Then, to the dismay of unelected, unaccountable bureaucrats throughout the federal government, they set December 8th as a date to revisit the Humphrey's Executor decision itself, indicating a willingness by the conservative majority on the court to overturn a bad decision made 90 years ago in 1935. The decision in Humphrey basically set up what many refer to as the fourth branch of government. Those political appointees basically embedded in agencies and commissions that can only be fired in extreme cases of malfeasance. The administrative policies they enact have the rule of law, yet they remain insulated, unaccountable, and untouchable. They routinely undermine the policies of elected officials, yet because of Humphrey's Executor, remain outside the jurisdiction of everyone, including the president himself, who, according to the Constitution, is supposed to have complete control over all executive agencies. The administrative state literally acts as an autonomous fourth branch of government, and reversing Humphrey's Executor would allow the administrative state to finally be dismantled. Those fighting against the reversal of Humphreys argue that it insulates and protects the independence of these bureaucrats, allowing them to do their jobs regardless of the shifting politics of the day. Which begs the question, it insulates and protects them from whom? And the answer is, the voters. We the people, in a very real sense, chart the policy course of the nation when we elect our president. If you think about it, he's the most accountable to the nation as a whole because the office of the president is the only office voted on by every single voter in the nation. He wields enormous power, but that power is short-lived, once again by design. It only lasts for 4 years, or 8 years if the voters so choose. Ideally, under our Constitution, the will of the people, from an executive branch perspective, flows from the people, through the president, and down to the executive branch agencies. Humphrey's Executor allowed an army of unelected, unaccountable bureaucrats, many with a political agenda, to occupy key positions in government. They remain in those positions for years, carrying out the policy goals of previous administrations, and in many cases, actively undermining the policy directives of the current administration. And because they're so protected by Humphrey's Executor, they do so without any fear of being fired or reassigned. It really is a fourth branch of government. Thankfully, it appears this 90-year-old usurpation of executive branch authority may soon come to an end. The simple fact that the court chose to revisit Humphrey, apart from Rebecca Slaughter's case, is in itself reason to be guardedly optimistic. It may be flying under the radar, but the ramifications are enormous, and we'll keep you posted as this case moves forward. For the Montana Family Foundation, this is Jeff Laslotti reminding you that this government is your government, and your input does make a difference.
Contact the Montana Family Foundation at 406-628-1141 or on the web at montanafamily.org.